This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to talk about sibling rivalry.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We all have siblings, right?
Yeah. It is kind of funny that we have two of us are youngest, and then the other is the oldest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a hoot every day.
So you had all girls in your family. Did you have genuine rivalries? Like,
it's not so much rivalry, but my sisters are so book smart. They're both now so successful. Like, anesthesiologist is my sister, and my other one is an occupational therapist. Like, they went to medical school. They were salutatorian, valedictorian, honor roll, like, all of that stuff. I was on honor roll, but and stuff. But I wasn't like as
locked in
grade smart, right?
Yeah.
So they got all these awards and stuff. But I always like to remind them that I got a higher ACT score. Without even trying.
And how does that play out in the grand scheme of things when it comes to tax time?
Yeah. I yell it up when I'm visiting their huge house, and I'm like, you know. Like,
hey, if I can get past security, I'm coming in.
Sure, these six bedrooms are nice, but what was your... it's not worth much, but I like to rub it in just that way, and they hate it because...
Yeah, but I don't think you had... Like, I don't know if you can have a sibling... Maybe you can. Like, we'll take calls from anybody, but it seems like sibling rivalries usually happen with your same gender.
I feel like most of the time, yeah, because that's when you feel more of the competition.
Because you steal their clothes, steal their boyfriend.
You don't.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude, I guarantee you. Oh, God, yeah.
No.
When we've done in the past, we've talked to people, and it's like, yeah, I slept with almost all of my, I know women who have slept with their sister's boyfriends just because it's a thing. And a lot of times they've slept with that guy because she slept with one of hers.
Mm. Oh my gosh.
If you're close in age with your siblings, the good thing about me is my brothers are like 5 years apart from me, then 10 years apart from me, and then 12 years apart from me. So it's like to sleep with somebody, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But like when you have like Irish twins, like have kids quickly, you're in the same dating pool. You didn't try to sleep with anybody?
No.
I bet your sister did then.
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That happens, Erin.
Her and her husband, high school sweethearts.
Oh. All right. Maybe middle school?
No.
I've had it before. I've had buddies who have a sister who then like has a friend over to sleep, and then that friend doesn't always stay with the sister all night.
That is
wild. Like, I've had
that
happen.
Is that sibling rivalry or is that just trampy?
I don't know what that is.
Bad friends.
Yeah, bad friends. The reason we were talking about this is some dude is suing his brother-in-law after he filled his belly button with super glue. So it's not sibling. It's adjacent sibling. It's in-law siblings.
Okay.
It's kind of funny, though.
But I mean, that reminded me of my entire childhood. Like my next oldest brother, 5 years older than me, his only job was to torture me.
Mm.
Like
Was he the one that would throw you down and like spit on you, kind of?
Yeah. Mm. Like he would watch.
Love that guy. I mean, what a jerk.
He would hold me down in like a wrestling move, and then he's watching TV while I'm stuck on the floor, and then he'd let the spit come out of his mouth and suck it back up. But his record was like, he's 4 out of 10.
Yeah.
So half the time he's just like, it's like just spitting on me, and you're like, there's no recourse for that.
Yeah, he's not holding the stakes. Like, they're not his.
No.
That he who cares if no. I mess up? That's bad.
So if you've done something awful to a sibling, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423. That's where you call. That's where you text.
I'm the youngest. My brother's middle, and then my sister was the oldest. So my brother was always the favorite since he was the only boy. Unfair.
Totally fair.
So it was always between like my sister and I, and she had gotten a job at Target and she was running late for her shift. So they called our house phone. We had one of those at the time. I answer it. They're like, hey, is Kelly on her way? I'm like, no, she's sleeping. She got fired.
What?
You know you're supposed to have your sister's back on that.
I didn't. I'm not supposed to.
Vandalay Industries. Yeah. You lie. Oh my God.
I didn't lie.
No, you're supposed to lie.
Oh.
I know you didn't lie. That's the point.
Absolutely. She's on her way. She's, yeah.
Or she was just struck by lightning, or and there's a tree laying on her in the front yard. Okay. Like, you don't go like, well, no, she just literally has no respect
for tell her that they called.
So then bleary-eyed Kelly comes like wandering out and is like, yeah, I don't think you're employed anymore.
Wow. Okay.
May I read something from a sibling rivalry bulletin board?
Yes.
I slept with my sister's boyfriend.
Stop. Mm.
She cut my hair off in the middle of the night. The end.
As she should. That. Why would you ever? I will never understand that.
Why you would cut somebody's hair off?
No.
Me neither.
No. Why you would sleep with a family member's partner, whether it's ex-partner or...
It's never occurred to you to just...
No.
Dabble in the same pond?
My sister likes to make... I'm going to try to reclaim this story because she makes fun of me for it. But when I was younger, my chore was to vacuum, and we'd have to vacuum the steps, and the steps went down to the basement.
Okay.
The basement's very scary, very dark. And so as a young boy, I would do the steps, but I would make my younger sister come down and stand there while I was doing it.
Because you're scared.
Because I was too scared. So she likes to rub it in. So now I'm reclaiming it, saying that's not embarrassing. That's my story to share, and I'm comfortable with it.
I'm just going to say that backfired on you because I'm probably never going to forget that.
Come on.
As long as I live.
No.
One more on the bulletin board here. Found naked pictures of my brother that he took of himself. They were on the family computer. Made sure my parents found the pics.
Why?
No, I didn't share
that. You're a terrible sibling. All right, so if you've done something terrible to a sibling, we call it sibling rivalry. 303-222-5423.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're looking for stories where you did something terrible to your sibling.
But you didn't sleep with their significant other.
No, I'd like to hear some of those.
We are looking for those stories, yes.
Yes, if you're willing to do that right now, anybody I've dated... No, I don't want to sleep with any of their sisters. Okay, sibling rivalry. Patricia?
Yay.
Sibling rivalry. What happened with you?
Okay, so my brother is colorblind. And I feel bad because growing up, he would always ask me like if his outfits matched when he would...
Oh,
you know,
God.
Yeah, and when he'd go on dates, he'd ask me if his outfit matched, and I would always tell him yes, even if it didn't.
He didn't come up with like a Garanimal system or something where you write on the inside,
or like
this is blue.
You can sew like a little thing.
So he just trusted you?
Yeah.
Okay, because why wouldn't he? You're a sister. So was he like 30 when he lost his V-card?
I don't need to know that information.
Do you feel bad at all?
Of course I feel bad.
Yeah. Have you ever told him?
No. Okay. Well.
No, he doesn't deserve to know that. All right. That's lovely. Thank you, Patricia. Rachel?
Yay.
Sibling rivalry. What happened to you?
Well, my younger sister tattled on me. When we were kids, I was 15 and she was 13, and I was grounded, technically grounded, but I sort of used her as a cover story to go meet up with my boyfriend.
Ooh.
And she got pissed because she thought we were going to hang out, and I was like, oh, well, I was just sort of telling Dad that, you know, we were meeting up so I could meet my boyfriend, and she got pissed and she ran home and told him. And so as payback later that night when she was sleeping, I snuck into her room and I cut her braid because she would braid her hair.
Oh my God. Now that's not, you were doing like, you're wrong twice now. I mean, it wasn't a pro sister move. It wasn't like I got your back forever kind of thing, but like you were still grounded. And then,
Well, I'm already grounded, so. Yeah.
Did you get more grounded when they found out that you cut the braid off?
Yeah.
There's not really any like, well, I didn't do it.
I was not thinking through, but I was like, come on, sister, you know, like, sister, like, you know, tact, like, we got to stick together. Like, you can't, you know, turn me over like that. And so I was really pissed, and I just wanted
to get it.
Totally reasonable. So it totally clouded my judgment.
All right. Seems normal. Clara? Oh, I'm sorry. Ciara. Is it Clara or Ciara? I can't read from the... Is it
Sierra?
Sierra.
Good try.
That one. Yay.
Sierra?
Yes.
Sibling rivalry, what happened to you? Did they mess up your name? Sorry.
No, actually, this was me on my sister.
Okay.
I filled up a balloon once filled with glitter and put it in her closet. And she didn't know what was in it and popped it. And it, I mean, you can imagine it went everywhere. But all the carpet, too.
And that's stuck. It doesn't matter how many times you vacuum.
Even with
a
Dyson.
Yeah.
I have a Dyson animal and like... confetti and or glitter.
I bet she's still finding it.
Yeah.
Why?
Why? What did she, like, are you the bully or had she done something to you first? Like, why would you do that?
I mean, it was like a tit for tat thing. We were arguing about something and it just seemed like the best move for her to never forget.
Glitter, I think, should be illegal. I don't understand.
You think?
I would absolutely take a handful of it and just go into... Sierra's room and just
Enjoy. Women get away with it because it's like, oh, party, like fun. Like it's so fun and lighthearted. It's diabolical.
She hates you at this point, right?
I mean, hate's a strong word, but she never lets me forget it.
Yeah, yeah. Glitter's strong, too.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.